You're listening to the Hippie Haven Podcast. I'm Callie, and it's my life mission to empower you with the knowledge and tools you need to spark positive change in your community. If you're new here, I'm the owner of Bestowed Essentials and Hippie Haven. I started Bestowed Essentials just over 3 years ago, and today our handmade, eco-friendly personal care and cleaning products can be found on the shelves of over 200 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Bestowed Essentials is one of the 15 winners of the Stacey's Rise Project Class of 2020, and we are also recognized by FedEx as one of their top 100 small businesses in the U.S. for 2 years in a row. In December 2019, my team and I opened Hippie Haven, a zero-waste store and community space in Rapid City, South Dakota. Of course, I also host this Hippie Haven podcast, and we release new episodes every Wednesday, which you can get instantly downloaded to your phone for easy listening by subscribing to the Hippie Haven podcast on any of the major podcasting apps. You can find the show notes and transcript for every episode on hippiehavenpodcast.com. You can also learn more about me on our website. You can follow along on Instagram at hippiehavenshop or subscribe to our YouTube channel to see more behind the scenes at both of our Earth Conscious companies. Today's episode is sponsored by Organic Basics. Organic Basics is a Danish brand specializing in underwear, everyday basics, and activewear produced with fairer and more sustainable methods. They strive to set higher standards in the fashion industry through smart design and the use of eco-friendly materials. Their clothes are made in Europe under equitable conditions and certified factory partners. Organic Basic carries non-seasonal collections of all-time basics with simple colors to limit overconsumption. I personally love their black tank top and thong, both from the Tencel collection. I've been trying to incorporate more color into my wardrobe lately, but black clothing is always a staple for me because it's the color I feel most badass in.
Hey, it's Cheska, the store manager at Hippie Haven. I've been wearing the Tencel Light bralettes and briefs, and I really like how soft and breathable the material is. I wore them for a hot backpacking trip last weekend, and they wicked away moisture really well.
Organic Basics is giving our listeners 10% off their order with code HIPPIEOBX. Visit organicbasics.com and use code HIPPIEOBX in all caps at checkout for 10% off your order. My guest today is Kristen Ivey, founder of For the Love of Tidy. She's Chicago's first platinum-certified KonMari consultant. Kristen is dedicated to teaching busy families, professionals, and creative entrepreneurs how to let go of stuff and attract a truly abundant life. Educated in both engineering and interior design, Kristen applies her project management background and innate creativity to transform homes with order and style, all in harmony with the KonMari method. Dedicated to Marie Kondo's mission to inspire the world to choose joy, Kristen helps clients declutter their way to becoming graduates of tidy and masters of life. Today, we talk about how to start the decluttering process, how clearing out your space saves you both time and money, and how to sustainably declutter during the COVID pandemic. Let's get started. Tell me about yourself and how you got into tidying.
Well, I was in Northern Virginia, and I was also in a career of 14 years in engineering when I decided to tidy. I'd always had an affinity for interior design and putting things in order, so having an annual decluttering session wasn't outside the norm. But when I read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo, I started to take everything out of my closet, and I found 6 bags ready to go for donation, and also $300 worth of clothes that were brand new with tags that did not spark joy. And typically I would just say, okay, well, I'll just buy some fancier storage or some more hangers or whatever, maybe throw a swap party to celebrate all of this excessive shopping. But instead I stopped and I asked myself, why? Why did I have all these extra things? What was the lesson here? And that's when it hit me that I was really using the acquiring of more to really cover up some emotions like guilt, fear, anxiety that I had associated with my inability to achieve true joy in my career path. So that's what got me down the road of really evaluating my life holistically. It started in my closet, but it went well beyond that. And I ended up decluttering, moving to Chicago, starting my own small business and leaving a 14 years of corporate America behind. And, you know, 3 years later now, I'm still going, helping people now let go of stuff in order to lean into a truly abundant life.
That is so intense. I mean, you read a book and you cleaned out your closet and you realized that your 14-year career wasn't for you and just totally uplifted your life and changed everything. That is deep. Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of layers to it. But yeah, I had started by taking an adulting break. So all of my tidying took place in my parents' basement for a year. I just decided I was going to hang out there, still work and everything, but just collect some money, figure out what the next step in life was going to be. So it was really the catalyst for making tons of changes. So it just started with one small step.
And you moved to Chicago, you started your small business. Was there a specific moment that you decided that you're going to quit your current career to start a small business of your own? Or was it more of a long-term evolution that didn't happen all at once?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it happened all at once. There was definitely a progression. When I moved to Chicago, I was still supporting the government at the time. I was a contractor at this strategic consulting firm, and I was able to support my client remotely. So I would do that during the day, and then in my off hours, I would help. I would work on growing my small business and helping others and serving my clients. And then eventually, my passion and desire and the way the business was going, I was able to make a full transition, but it was definitely didn't happen overnight.
For my listeners who might not know, can you briefly describe what the KonMari method of tidying is, how it works?
Sure. The KonMari method is a Japanese-based decluttering method, and it's all about this one fundamental question: does it spark joy? So it essentially gives you permission to keep whatever you want to in your home as long as it sparks joy. But the challenging thing about it is it gives you permission to keep whatever you want to in your home as long as it sparks joy. That can be difficult to lean into this idea of letting go of things through a lens of joy instead of how much or what can I minimize or take away. So I help my clients really find a balance between themselves, the things that they're surrounding themselves with, and of course, the boundaries that their homes are presenting them.
How has the COVID pandemic affected your business, your ability to do your work?
Well, we're all spending a lot more time at home these days. Everything from happy hours to our best friend's wedding is canceled. So I've found that many are a little bit closer to their clutter than usual, and it is standing in their way from creating their home office or being able to find the cleaning supplies that they need or creating an efficient kitchen. We're all cooking and cleaning a lot more these days. So I've found that my existing clients and also new clients have been reaching out during this time with a greater sense of urgency, and I've been able to support them through virtual tidying sessions, which I really love because we're all getting a lot more used to doing things through our screens. So I'm still able to make an impact and make sure that people are decluttering now while we're spending more time at home. So on the other side of the curve or whatever will may be in our future, we can shift the time, energy, and resources that we're using to get organized towards all the other things that truly matter.
How does a virtual tidying session work?
Well, it starts the same way an in-person tidying lesson would work, with just a discussion of the vision. And what that is the ideal lifestyle and ideal living environment. And this is such a crucial discussion. It's mandatory for anyone I work with for us to walk through that exercise, because when there's questions down the line, oh, maybe I should keep that someday, or I don't know, should I keep this many or that many things? We always lean and return to the vision. That's what really helps you ground your decision making. So we start there. Then we take a brief moment to greet the home on either side of the screen. So we just close our eyes and just practice gratitude and take a moment to thank the home. And then we jump into active decision making and active decluttering. So my client would set me up in the room, as I call it. So I'm fixed there on their phone and I get to see the whole space, and we walk through clutter categories like paper or miscellaneous office supplies or kitchen pantry, whatever day it might be. We walk through a category of clutter.
What is the purpose of thanking the home?
The purpose of thanking the home is to shift your attention to gratitude. And it can be quite challenging when we're thinking about decluttering. We immediately start to shift into, oh, I've always been a mess, or this will always be this way, or gosh, there's so much ahead of me right now. We can get really in those negative thoughts. So greeting the home is a way to kind of start off right, start the tidying day off with a lot of gratitude by shifting your attention to what you really love about your space or the progress that you've already made when it comes to organizing. Just taking a moment to lead with those memories so that everything else that follows will be right in alignment with your vision and values.
What are some ways that we can responsibly declutter during this pandemic?
Well, I have lots of ideas. I actually created a blog, which I can share, on creative ways to donate and sell items during COVID. So we do have the limitation of certain things not being completely open or completely available that we're used to. So the idea here is to lean on communities or services that you may be less familiar with, but are still operational during this time. So something, for example, like Give Back Box, which is an organization which allows you to use any brown box in your home, fill that up with the things you want to donate, and ship it over to Give Back Box using their free labels. Or maybe leaning on a virtual community on Facebook or another platform and post that you are selling your sofa or your lot of baby clothes, whatever that may be. And of course, practicing social distancing and making sure everything is clean and no contact exchanges, things like that. We can get really creative here and still start to get these things out of our home during this time.
I'd love to, so you mentioned the Give Back Box. Can you share some of your other favorite organizations to give certain items to?
Yeah, I would say I like to actually source local organizations. So there's one called the Brown Elephant, local to Chicago. That's definitely a favorite. I have a couple of thrift and consignment stores that I lean on frequently, like Buffalo Exchange and Crossroads. And I also like to use Apple's recycling program and their trade-in program for electronics. That was really simple and easy way for me to responsibly let go of some very, very old Apple products I have that were essentially coasters because they no longer functioned or the software could be supported by the device. So I was able to make sure that went on its merry way without having to lean on some other big box retailers that have similar recycling programs that were closed during this time of quarantine.
Do you have recommendations for how people can find local organizations and make sure that those organizations actually need the things that they have to donate instead of maybe overburdening them with unnecessary things?
Yeah, I love to do that research for my clients. And usually, how I start is I do really detailed Google searches on the specific item. So it's always helpful to narrow down what you're specifically trying to donate and then search for that. I have a lot of people say, I'm trying to donate a lot of stuff. And my first question is always, what is it? Because that is what drives me to finding a charity that supports the donation or a go-to retailer that kind of takes various miscellaneous things if it's just kind of a lot of things. But really, there is usually an organization or a retailer or a store that will take these items if you just search deep enough.
What advice do you have for listeners who they're interested in decluttering, they know that it's something that they want to get to, but they feel overwhelmed when they think about just starting it?
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming because your mind jumps so many places when you think about organizing your home. I have clients who will start with, okay, I've got to organize my closet. And by the end of the day, they've already mentioned their photos, their email inbox, another space in their home, or a storage unit. So it's very important to close the scope into what you can control in one particular day and make that your task. But always start with your vision. So let's say you have the task of physically decluttering ahead of you. Very important to lean on the first activity being identifying your ideal day, your ideal lifestyle, your ideal living environment. And that can take anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour. So putting that appointment on your calendar would be your first step. I have a tool called the Tidy Home Joy Journal that leads you through this exercise. It's available in different marketplaces internationally through Amazon.com. And it is all about getting how you get started. And it also leads you to take action. So you literally can't read the book without actually moving and getting started and decluttering actively. And it's connected to my podcast that I co-host, and that's Spark Joy Podcast. You can find that over at sparkjoypodcast.com or on your favorite player. And all that's wrapped into the tool. So it's an extension, and it comes with a virtual community as well, the Spark Joy Club. So if you pick that up, that will help you with the overwhelm and also connect you directly to me, because I'm often in the Spark Joy Club with videos that give you a bit more content around some of the deeper dives of some of the things that I'm asked about very frequently when it comes to getting organized.
Now, what advice do you have for people who they want to get started, but their partners aren't very keen on the idea? How can you work with a couple who want different things?
Yeah, this is very common where there is a shared household and not everyone is on the same page. Organizing is no different than deciding what type of foods a family will eat or the budget or for the household. It is essentially an exercise in compromise. So the first tip is to work on the things that you can control or the things that you have ownership of first. The KonMari method is all about self-care, self-discovery, self-love. So it's very important, especially for my moms, for example, who have kids, or those who have a partner that's not quite into it as they are, to focus on what they can control, which is their own things. And then that is the way you convince someone else to come on board. And, you know, that may or may not happen. You can't base your success on the transformation that someone else may or may not have when it comes to how they view organizing a home. So it's very important to just reestablish the boundaries of your items in the space. And I've seen it many, many times. Kids coming on board, a husband or wife coming on board after the person who is most interested in the decluttering finishes their task.
How can decluttering your home actually end up affecting your entire life?
Yeah, well, I view the act of organizing the home as kind of the center part of a wheel of other things in your life, or you could say it's kind of the center of the pie. And then from there, you have other things that can be impacted, or major areas of your life like finances, career, health, hobbies. All of those things are where you're trying to shift your time, attention, and energy. You want your home to support all of those layers of your life. So that's why I love KonMari, because it's thinking about organizing in terms of an event that you have at one moment in your life. And as I mentioned, my one moment was in the basement of my parents' home. And after that was done, I no longer viewed organizing as this thing I had to do, you know, in the masses every single year, purging many, many things. Now, when something needs to leave my home, it just leaves organically. I'm a gatekeeper of what comes in and out of my home and make sure everything has a place. So I've been tidy, so to speak, for over 4 years now. And so I've shifted over to totally reframing my finances and focusing on financial independence, losing 30 pounds, redefining my career path and nurturing my business and growing that. So my clients have all experienced the same things. They've let go of toxic relationships. They've invited new ones in after really putting their home in order. They found money in their home. And so literally tidying pays you back.
Do you think that decluttering is still applicable to minimalists, people with very few belongings who might not have very much, if any, clutter to begin with? Can these same principles still be applied in their homes?
Definitely. That's what I love about the KonMari method, is it really gives you the freedom to put the scope of the project within the context of joy. So there are some who adopt KonMari who have a vision of very, very few things. So they can use the tool of this idea of what sparks joy to check in with the few items that they may have. But really, you can be on either side of the spectrum. You could have collections like myself. I have 58 pairs of shoes, and every last one of them sparks joy, and I keep them confidently because I've made space for them in my home, and I've compromised in other categories in my home in order to recognize, acknowledge, and embrace that variety in that category. But I'm very minimal when it comes to other categories like lipstick. I have one lip color, for example, and I like to have or view that as minimal. So it's not necessarily minimalism, because you can have a minimalism who practices KonMari, but I call them cousins. They're very related.
I'd love to hear, what is the weirdest or strangest or most surprising thing you've ever discovered when helping somebody organize their home?
Well, there's so many surprises. My favorite phrase to hear when we're tidying is, "Oh, I've been looking for that." Because usually there's something very interesting that follows that exclamation. I get excited as if it's my own item that I'm finding in my own home. I'm revisiting that feeling every time my clients confront their clutter, and then they're surprised by how fun that activity is when they find things they've been missing. And I've definitely ran across some things that were unique. It's very interesting, the things that people choose to keep. I would say I found even like hair or teeth, things like that. And other things that are pretty unique. But yeah, it's always fascinating. It always keeps me on my toes. And I just love supporting my clients and helping them find things, but not only just find them, but also find a way to honor and store them so that they can remember where they are and they stay in good condition and they can reference them when they need to walk down memory lane.
You mentioned the podcast that you co-host, the Spark Joy podcast and your Spark Joy Club. Where else can we go to learn more about you and the work you're doing and potentially even schedule a virtual tidying session with you?
Yes, all roads lead to fortheloveoftidy.com. That's the best way to link into all of these resources like the podcast, 130 episodes of KonMari Joy that we have pushed out over almost 3 years now. So it's great to listen to while you tidy. And then if you get to a point when you're asking yourself, you know, am I doing this right? Where do I put this? Or have I let go of enough? Questions that you can't find in a Netflix special or a book or even sometimes on a podcast, then I suggest that you set up a call, and there's a big yellow button on fortheloveoftidy.com where we can chat. And I love to hear about people's clutter challenges and then guide them in the next direction.
Perfect. And we will have the links to those in our show notes in the podcasting app where you're listening now. So you can just scroll down and click on them. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us and talk more about decluttering.
Thanks for inviting me, Callie.
And that's a wrap. Now it's time to take action. If you're new to the idea of decluttering, start by clearing out one part of your house or office, as Kristen suggested. For further impact, take on the full KonMari Tidying Challenge and use the sustainable decluttering ideas we discussed in this episode. If you do declutter your space, be sure to share it with us on Instagram by tagging @hippiehavenshop. Don't forget, Organic Basics is offering our listeners a 10% discount. Visit organicbasics.com and use code HIPPIEOBX at checkout. Remember, knowledge is power, so if you learned something from today's episode, share it with someone you know who'd also benefit from this free resource. If you share the podcast on Instagram, don't forget to tag me @HippieHavenShop so that I can repost it too. I'll be back next Wednesday with an episode about sustainable crafting and how this yarn company uses their products to empower women around the world. The Hippie Haven podcast is scheduled, edited, and produced by our fantastic communication coordinator, Ray Lynn. The best way to support our work is to buy us a virtual cup of coffee. The link to do so is buymeacoffee.com/hippiehaven. Two free ways to support us are to subscribe to our YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Hippie Haven on YouTube, or leave a review for our podcast on whichever app you're using to listen now. This free educational resource wouldn't be possible without your support. So as always, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening and spending this part of your day with me.